The Traveler's Journal, April 29th. Passing through Portugal. Slightly larger than the state of Maine, the country of Portugal graces Europe's southwest corner with a wide variety of climates and terrain. Steep, silvery mountains surround the city of Porto in the north. Moving south, there's Extremadura, a province of olive-green hills that define Portugal's Atlantic coast. Nearby Fatima has been one of the Catholic world's most visited pilgrimages since 1917. Urban Lisbon, with its Alfama Old Quarter and recent World's Fair, is rich with cultural treasures and modern delights. Its Estoril suburbs are dotted with jewels like Sintra and Óbidos, and the southern coast is painted with the pastel hues of the Algarve, a laid-back riviera with chic beach towns like Tavira, Silves, and Lagos. Especially inviting are Portugal's Pousadas, its 35 government-owned inns set in historic or scenic spots. Half are modern, but the rest are ancient castles, convents, fortresses, and mansions, which have been lovingly restored and beautifully maintained. Their rooms feature antique furniture, elegantly tiled bathrooms, and spectacular vistas. In addition to fine dining, many offer pools and tennis courts. In short, Portugal has all the history, culture, and pleasurable diversions any sophisticated traveler could want, and with the reputation of being something of a European travel bargain. The Portuguese people are unique in all the world. Tune in tomorrow when we'll hear them bare their souls. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.